All right, hey everyone, ready for a deep dive?
Always.
Today we're tackling something crucial. Something we all need, but let's face it, can be a real pain to shop for, mattresses.
Oh yeah, definitely a struggle.
But not just any mattress. We're going deep on the Helix Sunset Lux and that whole trial period thing.
The trial period's such a mystery.
Right, like is it a marketing gimmick or can you actually get a good feel for a mattress in, what is it, 100 nights?
100 nights, yep.
And for this deep dive, we're turning to some great research from Mattress Advisory. They really break it down.
Yeah, they do a good job with the details.
So first things first, what exactly is the Sunset Lux? What kind of sleeper is this mattress best for?
So picture this. You're someone who loves to sink into their bed, you know, like a real soft cloud-like feel.
Oh yeah, I can relate to that.
You mainly sleep on your side or back. That's who Helix is targeting with this one.
Okay, so side and back sleepers, got it.
Yeah.
But what makes it so special? What are we talking about here feature-wise?
Well, they've packed it with some cool stuff. Like there's zoned lumbar support. So basically that helps keep your spine aligned.
Zoned. So like different parts of the mattress have different levels of support.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, interesting.
And then of course there's the quilted pillow top, which just adds to that whole plush, luxurious vibe.
Sounds pretty cozy.
Oh, and you've even got choices when it comes to the cover. You can go with the standard Tencel, which is super soft and eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly, good. Gotta love that.
Or if you tend to, you know, sleep hot.
Oh, like me. I'm always overheating at night.
Yeah. Then there's the Glaciotex cover, which is designed to be, like, extra breathable.
So that's their cooling option, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got the basic picture. Super soft, designed for side or back sleepers, some fancy features to keep you comfy and cool. But let's get real. Is 100 nights really enough to know if this is the mattress?
That is the question, isn't it? And to be honest, that's where things get really interesting. See, it's not just some arbitrary number they threw out there. Helix actually put some thought into this whole trial thing. Like, they've built in a break-in period.
A break-in period? Like, for a new pair of shoes?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, think about it. You've been sleeping on your old mattress for, what, years, probably?
Yeah, probably too many years.
So your body's used to that. It takes time to adjust to something new.
That makes sense.
So the first 30 nights of the trial, that's all about breaking in the mattress. Getting used to it.
So you're saying I shouldn't freak out if I don't have, like, a love at first sleep moment?
Exactly.
Okay, that's reassuring. I always worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you ordered a new mattress and you're like, oh no, what if I hate it?
It's normal to worry. But yeah, those first 30 nights, they're crucial.
So then what? What happens after the break-in period? Is that when the real test starts?
Well, yeah, kinda. From day 31 to day 100, you basically have the option to return the mattress.
If you don't love it, just send it back.
Very much.
And do they, like, grill you on why you're returning it?
Nope. No questions asked.
Really? That's kind of awesome.
It is, right? They get it. Comfort is so personal.
Absolutely. What works for one person might be a nightmare for someone else.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's pretty cool, the whole no questions asked return thing. But I gotta ask, what happens to all those returned mattresses?
Ooh. That's a good question. You know, you always wonder about that. And to be honest, I was pleasantly surprised to learn that Helix actually prioritizes donating them.
Donating them, really?
Yeah, to charities, housing facilities, places like that.
So they get a second life. That's great.
It is. It's a much more sustainable approach than just, you know, tossing them in a landfill.
I mean, landfills are already overflowing as it is. We got to be more mindful.
I totally agree. And it's great to see a company actually walking the walk when it comes to sustainability.
Yeah, it's not just lip service.
Right. And, you know, if for some reason they can't donate a mattress, they look into recycling. Responsible disposal is their last resort, not the first.
Okay, so let's say I've gone through the whole trial, slept on it, tried to love it, but it's just not happening. What's the actual return process like?
Super easy. You just fill out a form on their website, give them your order number, and they schedule a pickup.
That's it.
That's it.
No wrestling it back into a box, dragging it down the stairs.
Nope. They handle all of that. And it's free.
Free. Okay, now that's impressive. But what if, like, the mattress arrives and it's damaged? What happens then?
So in that case, you've got 30 days to contact their customer support team. Just make sure you've got some photos of the damage ready.
Pictures or it didn't happen, right?
Yeah, basically. Then they'll either send you a replacement or issue a full refund.
Okay, so they've got you covered there. And to wrap things up, what about the warranty?
They offer a lifetime warranty on the Sunset Lux.
Lifetime, huh? Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty standard for higher end mattresses these days. It covers things like the foam splitting or problems with the cover.
Lifetime warranty. It always sounds so good, but what's the catch?
Well, you always have to read the fine print, right? It mainly covers defects, like manufacturing issues, not normal wear and tear.
So, like, if you've had it for 10 years and it's just, kind of saggy.
Yeah, that wouldn't be covered.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got the 100-night risk-free trial, easy returns, lifetime warranty. It almost seems too good to be true.
I know, right? But honestly, when you think about it, all of that points to them being pretty confident in their product.
Like they're willing to stand behind it.
Exactly.
That's a good sign. Okay, so we've covered a lot about the trial and the policies, but let's get back to the mattress itself for a sec. You mentioned the zoned lumbar support. What does that even mean?
Okay, so think about it like this. You're lying on your side, right? Your hips and shoulders are probably sinking in a bit more than your waist.
Yeah, probably.
And without the right support, your spine can get all out of whack. That's where the zone support comes in. The mattress has firmer sections in the middle, so your waist doesn't sink too much.
Ah, so it keeps everything aligned.
Yep. It's all about targeted support, and it's especially important for side sleepers.
Got it. That makes a lot more sense now. I have to admit, when I first heard about that Glaciotex cover, I thought it was just a marketing thing.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm thinking maybe it's legit. What's the deal with that?
Well, it's more than just a fancy name. The fabric is designed to be super breathable and moisture wicking. So basically, it helps regulate your temperature while you sleep.
So you don't wake up all sweaty in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Nice. All right, so we talked about the features, the policies, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to how you feel on the mattress.
That's the truth. All of this information is great, but the real test is your own experience.
That's why that trial period is so key, right?
Absolutely. It gives you the chance to try it out in your own home on your own terms.
Without some pushy salesperson hovering over you.
Exactly.
But I mean, there are a ton of mattresses out there with trial periods. What makes the Helix Sunset Luxe trial stand out?
It's the whole package. The length of the trial, the break-in period, the super easy return process, the whole sustainability thing.
Yeah.
They've thought it all through.
So no more wondering if you made the right choice. No more wrestling with returns.
Nope.
And knowing they're donating those returned mattresses, that's a good feeling.
Right. It's a feel-good purchase all around.
So tell me, what are your biggest concerns when it comes to buying a mattress? What keeps you up at night, so to speak?
Oh, man. For me, it's always finding that balance between comfort and support.
I hear that. Like, you want to sink in a little, but not feel like you're being swallowed.
Right. And I definitely don't want to wake up with a backache.
Oh, no. Nobody wants that.
In the Sunset Luxe with the zone support and plush top, it seems like they're really trying to address that need for balanced comfort.
Yeah, it's like they're reading our minds. But
Yeah.
I gotta ask, what about the whole lifetime warranty thing? Is that really a thing?
It is, but it's important to be realistic. You always have to read the fine print and understand what's actually covered.
So what should I be looking for in that fine print? What are the red flags?
Okay, well, a good warranty should be easy to understand. No crazy legal jargon.
Right,
And
right.
you want to pay attention to what specific defects are covered, how long the coverage lasts for different parts, and what the process is for actually making a claim.
Makes sense.
If it seems like they're trying to hide something or make it really difficult to file a claim, that's a bad sign.
Okay, good to know. I'll definitely be scrutinizing that warranty before I commit to anything. But honestly, the more we talk about this, the more I'm thinking maybe the Sunset Luxe really is the answer to my sleep prayers.
Well, that's great. But we want to make sure you're making the best decision for you.
Of course.
We've given you the lowdown on the mattress, the trial, the warranty. But what does it all mean for you?
That's a good question. This whole deep dive has been really eye-opening. Like, I never realized how much there is to consider when it comes to choosing a mattress.
It's a bigger decision than most people think.
It really is. I mean, you're spending a third of your life on this thing.
Exactly. So it's worth taking the time to get it right. But before we wrap up, we want to leave you with some final food for thought.
We've talked about the science behind the trial, the features, the sustainability aspect, but what about the emotional side of sleep? What does a good night's sleep truly mean to you?
That's the real question, right? It's not just about not feeling tired. It's about waking up feeling good, like refreshed, energized, ready to take on the day.
It affects everything, your mood, your
Yeah.
focus,
Oh, yeah,
even
definitely.
your health in the long run.
Absolutely.
So, Knowing what we know now about the Helix, Sunset Lux, and this whole trial thing, does it seem like a mattress that could help you get that kind of sleep?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure without trying it, right? But I think we've given you the information you need to make an informed decision.
Right. It's about figuring out if it aligns with your needs.
Exactly. And your preferences. What works for one person might not work for another.
Totally.
And even if the Sunset Lux turns out not to be the one for you, at least you've had the chance to really try it out.
Yeah, no risk involved.
And you've learned something about what you do and don't like in a mattress. That's valuable.
So where can people go if they want to learn more about the Sunset Lux?
The Helix website is the best place to start. They've got all the info on the Sunset Lux, their other mattresses, the trial, warranty, all that good stuff.
And hey, maybe after this deep dive, you'll be on your way to finally getting that amazing sleep you've been dreaming of.
Good dreams.
You know, it's funny. We spend so much time thinking about what we do during the day, but rarely do we stop and think about, like, what we do for a third of our lives, sleep.
So true.
It's kind of taken for granted.
Yeah, until you're not getting enough of it. Then you realize how important it is.
Exactly. So let's talk about that. What does a good night's sleep, a truly good night's sleep, mean to you?
That's a good one. I mean, for me, it's about waking up and not feeling groggy, like actually feeling rested and ready to tackle the day.
I can relate to that. When you wake up feeling energized, it's like you can conquer the world.
Right. And it's not just about energy levels. Good sleep affects your mood, your focus, even your immune system.
It's the foundation for everything.
Totally.
So, thinking about everything we've learned about the Helix Sunset Lux, those features, the trial period, that focus on sustainability. Do you think it could be a mattress that helps people achieve that kind of sleep?
Well, I'd say it definitely has the potential. But of course, everyone's different. What works for one person might not work for another.
That's true. We all have our own sleep quirks.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, the best way to know for sure is to try it out for yourself. That's the beauty of the trial period, right?
Yeah, you get to experience it firsthand in your own home. No pressure.
And even if, for some reason, the Sunset Lux isn't the right fit, you haven't wasted any money.
And you've gained valuable insight into what you do and don't want in a mattress.
Which is huge. It makes the next mattress purchase that much easier.
So if anyone's listening and thinking, hey, I need to upgrade my sleep game, where should they go to learn more?
Definitely check out the Helix website. They've got tons of information about the Sunset Lux, all their other mattresses, details about the trial, the warranty, everything you need to know.
Perfect. Well, I think that about wraps it up for our deep dive into the Helix Sunset Lux. Hopefully you've learned a thing or two, and maybe you're even feeling inspired to prioritize your sleep a little more. I'll catch you next time.
Until then, sleep well.